Good morning, good afternoon, maybe it's good evening. I don't know when you're listening to this, but thank you so much for being in our Business 121 Financial Planning and Money Management online class for Spring 2012. We are so glad you're here, and I'm very glad that you're listening to this, because it means you've figured out where the website is, and you have a device, a computer, a MP3 player or whatever, a phone that can record, that can play back this commentary. Because there are going to be a whole lot more of them this semester. You're going to get sick and tired of my voice, that's for sure. You know, you don't have to listen to this commentary. You could read the syllabus all on your Adinaki if you so desire, but I like to throw in a little bit of color and a little bit of, I don't know what the word is, but a little bit of life into the syllabus instead of just reading it. And you get a feel for what I'm like, which is maybe you don't want to. Anyway, let's get started on the syllabus for Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management for Spring 2012. Here's our course description, our objective. Introduction to Financial Planning and Money Management. Oh, it couldn't be much simpler than that, could it? Emphasis will be placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. Folks, every single thing we do in this class has practical applications. Now, maybe not for some of you at this point in your life, but eventually it will. Because what's the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life? You got it, money. Right. Are you going to be discussing the influence of 19th century impressionist painters from France on modern art of the 20th century? No. Well, maybe at a party where you're trying to impress some guy or gal that you found out as an art student. Are you going to be solving quadratic equations in 5 to 10 years or so? Most of you know. No, maybe some of you know. Most of you know. Yeah. Are you going to be worrying about, is Mali in Africa, or is that Bali that's in Africa? Geography, yeah. South near somewhere near Santee, isn't it? I don't know. No, but you are going to be dealing with money, which is why, in my humble opinion, I believe this is the most important class on campus. Well, of course, every professor believes that their class is the most important class on campus, so, oh well. And, you know, I really do have to admit, though, a health class is certainly potentially more important. Why? Because it don't help to have money if you don't have your health, does it? No. But still, this is a practical class. And I've had students tell me that they really, truly believe that this helped them quite a bit, right? So I've had other students who told me, well, I won't go into there. But yes, course content. This is it, folks. This is what we're going to be doing for the next 3.5, 17, 18 weeks. 3.5 months, 17 weeks. Financial statements, budgeting, resource allocation, tax strategies, banking, cash and debt management, purchasing strategies, insurance, investing, my favorite part of the semester, risk management, retirement, and estate planning. Yeah, that's it. That's the course in a nutshell. Well, we've got to spend a lot of time on it. Now, the course materials. We use the book called Focus on Personal Finance. We use the second edition. Now, you don't have to use the second edition. I think they just came out with the fourth edition, or they're coming out with the fourth edition. The reason I use the second edition is because it's a whole lot cheaper to buy. Here's our first financial lesson of the semester. And on the website, you will see links at the bottom of the page on the class website to booksellers. Now, you can buy it at the bookstore. You can buy it across the street at Otay Books, for those of you who are close to the campus. or you can go online. And I don't get any kickback or anything, folks, so, you know, it's up to you where you buy it. But if you don't buy the second edition, you're going to need to get together with somebody who does have the second edition, because the problems that I ask you to do for some of the chapters are in the book. Okay? You need a notebook, a calculator, spreadsheet works fine, dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and, you know, maybe a few jokes here and there that we'll discuss later on. But the jokes don't work as well over the online classes. And if you've taken any of my face-to-face classes, you would know that in the face-to-face classes, we start every class with a joke. And I give the students the ability, I give them the ability to bring a joke. I say, anybody got any good jokes? And they all look at you like, no. I say, okay, you got to hear my bad jokes. And I tell them a bad joke. Oh, and boy, are my jokes bad. Yes, I know. I know. If you've looked at Rate My Professor, yes. I love bad jokes. But did you hear about the dumb guy that walked around the world? He drowned. Okay. Now, attendance and lateness. Well, wait a minute. This is an online class. Well, look, folks. You need to have self-discipline. Don't think this is going to be easier than a face-to-face class. It's not. It's the same amount of work. You've got to read the presentations, read the textbook, listen to the presentations, view the presentations, do the assignments, all the worksheets and the answer keys and the commentaries. If you have doubts about your self-discipline, consider taking one of the traditional face-to-face classes on campus, right? If you're a procrastinator, you know who you are. You know, my wife told me I was a terrible procrastinator. I said, oh, yeah, well, just you wait. Yeah, okay. We are looking forward to you procrastinators on the main campus. See, what happens is people just disappear. And it's so sad. I send them emails, and I guess I just ignore them. And then finally they come back and say, oh, I got to drop, or I have to drop them because we're not allowed to keep students on the class roll if they don't participate. That's state law. So please, if you have any doubts about your self-discipline, please consider taking one of the online face-to-face classes. Now, grading. Everybody wants to get an A. You want to get an A? I hope you do. Because this is the kind of class you can get an A. The material is not that hard. It really isn't. You have to apply yourself. You have to learn it. But it's really not that hard. And it's one of those classes that if you apply yourself, then you can get an A. If you don't apply yourself, well, guess what? You're not going to get a good grade. And I hope every single one of you get an A. I really do. You might hear other people say, well, that professor is bad because he gives all A's. And if the students deserve all A's, then I am more than happy to give them all A's. You understand? If they deserve all F's, well, then what are you going to do? You can't lie. You can't tell the world that they know the material. So please do spend the time needed. Put in the hours. Have the self-discipline. Study hard and bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College. Speaking of time, and that's the next paragraph, the catalog, and every college says this, for every one college unit, you are expected to spend 2 hours outside of classroom every week. So that's about 6 hours per week, or about an hour a day, half an hour or so, I think. You're not going to be watching television this semester, right? You've given that up for Lent or whatever. So every single day, you're going to do some reading, some listening, some viewing, some worksheets. That's how to learn. All the studies indicate that we learn through repetition. You can't cram it in on a one day, a Saturday afternoon. It just doesn't work. We learn by repeating. And the cool thing about this format, at least that's what people tell me, and that was my idea, is that everything's in MP3 files. So you can put them on your MP3 player, you can burn them to a CD, and take them with you when you jog in the park or take the kids for a stroll or commute to work. You understand? Yeah, I hope you'll use them. Accommodations. You know the drill. If you need to contact me for disability discussions, we have great resources. We can put things in Braille. We can, I don't know, whatever we need to do. So contact us. The Academic Success Center referral. The Academic Success Center is a great place. There are people there who want to help you. There are students there who you can study with. Studying in groups has shown to be a very effective way to learn. These people are great, so please contact them. That's one thing about the community colleges. You can't say we don't want you to succeed. We do. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Well, most of you are going to send me an email, right? But you can call me. There's my home phone number. Don't call too late. Don't call too early either. But I wake up pretty early, so 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. But then I gotta get to the main campus. And we can get together at the main campus during office hours. We can make an appointment. I'll meet you halfway somewhere in a coffee shop at a library or whatever. Just get in touch with me. I am here to help you. If you do well, then I do well. Understand? You look good, I look good. That's how it works. And, of course, you've already found the website, I hope. And why is it so silly, wonderprofessor.com? Well, actually, there's a long story to it. The reason I use this is because people can't remember how to spell my last name, and that's what the class webpage is. At the main campus, they give us websites, and they are the class website /tilde. Some people have a hard time finding the tilde key. That's a little squiggle. Then your first initial, and then your last name. Well, even at the end of the semester, you're going to have a hard time spelling my last name. It's very difficult. Got those three vowels right in a row. And in Italian, they are actually pronounced. So people will pronounce my name Paiano. In fact, I usually will do that. So my name is Frank Paiano because that's easier. But in Italian, it's actually Paiano. Paiano. They hit every vowel. Paiano. So there's a bit of trivia for you. Call me Frank. Or Paco. Paquito. That's what my students at San Isidro used to call me. Senor Paco or Senor Paquito. So go right ahead. Now, that's the front page of the syllabus, and what are you going to do? You know, forget all about it. But hey, look at the second page, the course schedule. Yeah, this is what you want to tack up on your dresser or in your closet or the bathroom mirror or the refrigerator. I don't know, just someplace so that you can see where we are, where you're supposed to be. And you know, we usually follow this fairly well. Sometimes we get a little bit behind, not usually get ahead. And we go through four exams and the final, and there's all the assignments to be turned in. They're discussed in the assignments section. But this is it, folks. We have a little introduction regarding goals and planning. We look at money management skills, taxes, banking and credit, consumer purchasing, automobiles, housing, insurance, home, auto, health, disability, life insurance, and then we get into investing, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, and other investment alternatives. And then at the very end, we discuss retirement planning and estate planning. Yeah, death. Ugh. And at the end of the semester, there might be a couple of things we'll throw in there. But that's it. What do you think? You excited? I hope so. Because, as I said, I think this is the most important. Yeah, all right. I said it already. So, what do you think? I hope you will enjoy our semester. And please contact me if you get behind. Contact some of the other students to work together. Take advantage of our resources, and we'll see you online.